Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're broadcasting from the heart of Patriot Territory, such as it is, and surrounded on all sides with the enemy in the wire. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Well, today, our common enemy, if it's, you know, usually we've got our typical enemies. We've got Biden's. We've got anybody that's party to, you know, the communist coup.
Anyone right? That hates America and is working to destroy it.
That's right. So it's the common enemy. It's the same old, same old. But today we're taking a special recognition of China and Grandma Xi Cao. Also known as President 11, or like Taiwan likes to call him, Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. President Roman numeral 11.
Yes, that's right. He is on the wiffle bat block today. We'll tell you what. And well, you know, with everything going on with the anniversary of 9/11, and the fact that Biden is the first president to not show up for that memorial.
They found him wandering around in Alaska.
Yeah. Right.
So President Bearbait missed the 9/11 ceremonies. He got hung up, actually, in all fairness. He was down there hobnobbing with the communists in Vietnam.
Right.
And he got delayed.
Right.
And he fell asleep almost in the middle of his speech to them. He's
right.
Like, he stops right in the middle of his speech. Oh, I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, they had to give him smelling salts to wake him up so he could get out of there.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. So yeah, the world watches on in disbelief that this is America.
Oh yes.
You know, in this short period
of
time.
We've got some other wiffling that we're going to be very heavy-handed with today as well, because the communist theme over the past, 70 years solid, has always been one of them looking at America with disdain and just waiting for us to fail so that they could gloat and say, see, all that stupid capitalism that you guys are trying to enforce over there, that's just dumb. It's just garbage and it's never going to work. Well, and then, of course, we have this communist coup and now they're saying, see, capitalism doesn't work.
Yeah, see, all capitalism fails.
All your ugliness is just showing through and the world is seeing it. You're being exposed for capitalism being awful.
We knew capitalism would fail just as soon as we got our communists in power. And now look at it. It's a pure failure.
It's
abysmal. Capitalism doesn't work under communists.
Yep, exactly. And so we've got a couple clips to share from, of course, everybody's favorite, Klaus Schwab. And also a little tiny clip from Putin, who normally I kind of like Russia and I kind of have liked Putin as a leader, but not after this one. I really, really have a disdain for what he had to say.
Yeah.
Jumping on the bandwagon with all the communists trying to slap American capitalism for being stupid and, you know.
And Lady Liberty will be translating that for us here in segment two.
Right. My fluent Russian.
Yes. Russian translation skills going to be kicking in. You guys will be able to enjoy that.
Right.
Get your popcorn and vodka ready.
There you go.
Or caviar and vodka.
I
don't know.
Whatever it is those people eat.
Right. Sardines.
Grief. Sardines.
Let's see. Let's get to the word of the day on this fine Wifflebat Wednesdays.
Let's do it. Yes. Okay. So the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Isaiah chapter 13, verses 1 through 12, which read under the title, Proclamation Against Babylon. The burden against Babylon, which Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw. Lift up a banner on the high mountain, raise your voice to them, wave your hand that they may enter the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for my anger, those who rejoice in my exaltation. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like that of many people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts musters the army for battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, the Lord and his weapons of indignation to destroy the whole land. Wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore, all hands will be limp. Every man's heart will melt, and they will be afraid. Pangs and sorrows will take hold of them. They will be in pain as a woman in childbirth. They will be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it. From the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will halt the arrogance of the proud, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a mortal more rare than fine gold, a man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. And that's it.
Wow. That's heavy-handedness there.
Well, he's talking about, behold, the day of the Lord comes.
Yeah.
Right? This is not just tribulation. This is the great tribulation.
Right.
And this is also, this is chapter 13 where he describes that, and Babylon, the glory of the kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' pride will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. So once again, we're seeing the same structure, the same repeat offense of homosexuality and sexual immorality gone awry. And then in chapter 14 is where we get to read about the fall of Lucifer.
Yes.
And where he, where God basically pummels him into the pit.
Yep.
And
all of his minions.
That's right.
You know, we're watching, and man, if we're setting up a nation to be deserving of the judgment of God, to drop down like a gigantuous hammer the size of the moon.
Right.
It's exactly what's happening in the United States right now. And now we've got, on the left coast of something we're going to cover here soon, what this attorney general has in store for Washington State and what they're doing in California right now, that they've just passed legislation basically stating that they will take your children from you if you do not recognize the child's preferred pronouns at any age.
Wow.
And also just came out too that the courts will probably be using this pronoun nonsense in considering custody cases.
Right.
So that's how you're going to lose custody of your children, is not to recognize this as well. This is out of control. It's exactly what we've been saying from the beginning. They are coming for the children. At some point, that's the end game. That's the end goal. And nothing will bring judgment like this type of what he's referring to in the scripture makes. It's like, oh, what an angry God. He's coming to destroy everything. He's coming to destroy wickedness and evil.
That's right.
It will not be unjust. It's not just because he's just an angry God.
Right.
Just like when he used the Israelites to destroy, the Amalekites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and all the other ites. It's because they were doing exactly where they're headed right now in our own country today.
Yep.
There was full maturity there. There was full on.
That's right.
And God said, take them all out.
Yep.
And it wasn't because he's a mean, angry God. It's because
it's
these people
he's
are
a just
wicked.
God.
Absolutely.
He's a just God. And I'll tell you what, if anything happened to any of our children, anyone was horribly abused, molested, any of those things, as a parent, the just thing for you to do, if it was left to you, would be to be absolutely vengeful You know, if vengeance was yours and you were the only one that could avenge their harm,
right,
you without a doubt would be one angry person to deal with.
Oh, sure. And regardless of your emotional state, it is, it's the reckoning.
Right.
It's of doing what must be done.
It's justice.
It's absolute. It is justice. Yeah. Especially when you have a failed so-called justice system that is not upholding justice.
Right.
In fact, they uphold and defend the wicked and the evil, and they persecute the righteous.
Right.
Which is what this has become. It has made Romans chapter 13 completely untenable.
Right. Well, and here's something else before we get too much farther down this path, where, you know, at least the encouraging part is that we know that our God is in charge of vengeance.
Yes.
And
he's going to do it better than we could.
Oh, way better. And the spanking that's coming for all of the wickedness is going to be severe. Yeah. Severe beyond any severity we've ever seen in the history of the world.
And justified.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. I almost wouldn't wish it on anybody except save the pedophiles. I would, you know, I'd say, well, sorry guys, that was a big, big mistake of yours.
Yeah, and Jesus is going to come back with a bandolier full of millstones.
Yes, exactly.
And belt-fed millstone machine.
Right, and also speaking of Jesus's return, there are some fascinating things on the horizon. Speaking of, you know, in the word of the day here in chapter 13, verse 10, where it says, "For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light." Well, there's something going on in the heavens that we've already described. There was mm-hmm. a pastor that we had talked about last week that described all of these amazing asteroids collecting around the constellation Virgo, which represents the Virgin, and we talked about that.
Yeah.
But there's a new one. There is a new asteroid that is appearing in the constellation Leo. Leo represents the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, which
yeah,
is Jesus, right?
Well, that's a meteor, right?
Not an asteroid. It's a comet. It's a comet. I'm sorry, I misspoke. And so this comet is named Nishimuru, and it has not been this close to the Earth in 430 years.
Mm.
And how interesting is that number? Because I'm sure all of you know that 430 years was how long the Jews were slaves in Egypt before God delivered them.
Yes.
And so here is Comet Nishimuru in the constellation Leo. At the same time, all of these other asteroids with names yep. like Child, names like UN and Ukraine, and I mean, it's just crazy.
It's really bizarre. Right now at this time, coming up on the Feast of Trumpets, which
is, we're counting down 3 days. Three days till it could be starting.
It
could be four.
It could, because it's the one feast that is identified as the feast that you will not know the day or the hour when it will begin.
That's right.
And that also, incidentally, is when Virgo is lined up with the sun on her shoulder, or yep. clothed in sun.
Right.
Just like in Revelation, the moon at her feet.
Yep.
And that asteroid named Child, she will be with Child, right between her legs.
Yep.
On the 18th, coming right out of the Feast of Trumpets.
Yep. That's right.
You know, at this time when this comet is going to be right, I mean this.
Yeah.
Yeah, a comet is going to be right in. Now, we're not talking about astrology here.
No, this is not astrology. This is astronomy.
Astronomy. This is like
actual science.
There really are stars. This is where they're located.
And Jesus said those are what the stars are for. Are for signs and seasons.
Right in Genesis, it says that he made the stars and placed them in the heavens for signs and seasons.
Yep, that's right.
And, it's just really fascinating. And by the way, the Feast of Trumpets, if you guys need a little reminder, that's to remind us of, or remind the Israelites, of when Moses went up the mountain, God came down,
they met
in a cloud. And that consummated the wedding, the marriage, the contract between God and his bride, Israel.
Yep.
And, you know, Christ is coming back for his bride.
Right. The ketubah, the ketubah actually refers to the Ten Commandments.
Right.
That is the marriage contract. Did everybody realize that? That
right.
When you agree to adhere to the Ten Commandments, that is your agreement to the marriage contract.
Which we're grafted into, but the church, but the body of Christ is the bride of Christ.
Yes, yep.
And the ketubah is the new covenant.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, since God works in patterns and...
And shadows of things to come.
Exactly.
Yep.
And there's so much wedding language used by Christ when he was talking to the disciples.
Right.
All of that he's describing is all. Well, you guys, just look at that Rapture Ready page. Click on Rapture Ready, the red banner at RadioFreeRedoubt.com on the right side.
Yep.
And go through all of those. Take the time.
Take the time to watch them. They're fascinating.
Yeah. And it is biblically based with an understanding of... the Israelite culture as the disciples would have understood while Jesus is talking
exactly.
to them. That goes over our heads in the Western world.
Well, and see, when you and I ran across that information, we were like, why don't Christians know this stuff? I mean, it's
Isn't
so
that something?
Pertinent. It's so pertinent to everything Jesus talks about.
Well, they've been lied to that it's, well, that's just a Jewish thing.
Yeah, well, Jesus was a Jew.
It was a Jewish thing, and it is a foreshadowing of all these festivals and feasts are foreshadowings of Christ fulfilling, and precisely. And the next one that hasn't been fulfilled, and they're fulfilled
in order.
In order. Yeah. The next one is the Feast of Trumpets, which Christ will fulfill, just like he'll fulfill all the other.
And that is the feast that represents the traditional Jewish wedding.
Right. And we're not saying this year. We're not saying next year, but we do know the signs to watch for, which are all around us, and we should be looking up, you know. And
exactly.
That's where we're at. So
don't be caught off guard. It's better to be prepared and have it not happen than to not be prepared and be one of the five foolish virgins that gets left behind.
That's right. That's half of the body of Christ. People
yes,
that call
it
themselves
is.
Christians.
Yep.
That will be going into the tribulation.
That's right.
And they're described in Revelation. There will be millions of people becoming Christians in the tribulation.
That's right.
And most of them will survive it.
Right. And so you can avoid that heartbreak. I don't know how else I would describe it. If I was left here when rapture happens, I would be in such horrible heartbreak. I don't even know how I could pick myself up off the ground.
I would start wailing and gnashing my teeth.
Well, I would be a worthless puddle at that point. And so, yeah. I pray to God that we all be found worthy
that's
to not
Jesus
have to go
said.
Through the tribulation.
Pray that you are worthy.
Yep, that's right.
Be found worthy. Yep.
Yep.
Well, good. Man, that's another great discussion.
It's rich. That, like we said, that it could be 3 days. It could
I
be
know.
Four.
Yeah. Okay. So we are looking at Isaiah. What's
chapter 13, verses 1 through 12.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Cool. Let's take a break. Come back right after this. And this segment is brought to you by Katie Armor. C-A-T-I. Come and take it. Serious body armor for serious times. And are these serious times more now than ever? Christian Patriot-owned business. Check them out. KatieArmor.com. We'll be back with segment 2 of the Morning Commute. Right after this.
Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
Do you see why there's so much hate for Trump? Because with all of his faults, again, he's the capitalist. He's not the globalist. He never will be one of them. Which is why he pulled the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Donald Trump pulled the United States out of the World Health Organization. That's Bill Gates and company. And now he's threatening to pull the United States out of the World Trade Organization. People say, yeah, well, Donald Trump got married twice. He's a bad guy. Really? He's right in the face of the demons on this, friends. Nobody ever said he was a saint. He's knocking the sacred cows of the United Nations down all over the world right now.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And RadioFreeRedoubt.com is the website where you can donate to RFR to keep us on the air. And also, you can click on Listen to RFR and just send that link to your like-minded friends and family so they can tune in and find the live stream and the Podbean links to listen to previous shows uploaded so they don't miss a one. All right, Lady Liberty. This is segment two.
That's right. And everyone, welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday, where the commies regularly get the Wiffle Bat. And so we've got this clip here from our favorite, the world's favorite, Klaus Schwab, who says that what we saw during U.S. elections is the anger of the people against globalization and against the elites, a revolution against the system. And then he goes on to point out how, you know, basically, what would you expect from capitalism? Of course they're imploding. Oh, we've got a pinch and a twist for him.
Says the capitalist.
That's
yeah.
Right.
How do you make his billions?
Yes.
Right.
Right. Okay, so listen now to what he has to say.
And for this reason, what we have seen in the elections, in the United States, in the Brexit vote, this anger of people against globalization and against the elites. If you look what's happening in the United States, particularly, you have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. It's dismantling the system, and we see certain elements of this now in the new U.S. administration.
Who gave Nasal Schwab a microphone anyway?
I don't know. First of all, somebody gave him too much lips as well, you know, because he can't seem to get his lips out of the way in order to speak clearly.
He always speaks like he just got out of the dentist.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Anyway.
Well, you know, and he is so dead wrong saying that we are having a revolution against the system, as in right. Against the capitalist system, because it's like imploding. I beg your pardon. That is just flat out ignorance. And so, you know, we just really want to point that out because, well, we've got another clip where Putin basically says the same thing. So listen to what he has to say, which I'm not one bit happy to read.
Okay. And then as we go through this, for our non-Russian speaking audience, Lady Liberty is going to translate as we go. So yeah, take a listen.
Right. What he has to say is, as for the persecution of Trump, for us, what is happening in today's conditions, in my opinion, is good. Why? Because it shows the rottenness of the American political system, which cannot pretend to teach others about democracy. Everything that is happening with Trump is the persecution of a political rival for political reasons. That's what it is. And this is being done in front of the U.S. public and the whole world. They simply exposed their internal problems. And no, I beg your pardon, Putin. I thought you were smarter than that. We are in the middle of a communist coup. And Trump was the legally elected president that, well, you guys over there on that side of the pond are the ones that know full well what Stalin-type elections yield.
Well, it's what we've been warned about for decades, their plan to infiltrate the United States and all of its institutions. We play those public service announcements on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Here. One thing, well, he definitely nailed it, that what they're doing to Trump is for political reasons.
Exactly.
And of course,
but we are not the ones doing it. The Americans aren't doing it. It is the stinking communist globalist takeover that's doing it.
It's the deep state. And of course, nobody would recognize that better than a former KGB head.
Exactly.
Agent.
And, you know, we could call it a stolen election or we could call it a Stalin election. Either case would be accurate.
Yeah. And speaking of collaborating with communists, this reporter in this actually, why don't you lead it in? You've got the details. I don't have it in front of me. This Wuhan gain of function press brief.
Okay, so we have this clip here where a journalist gets too close to the big secret, apparently. There was a State Department spokesman, Matt Miller, and he starts to panic and refuses to comment on the U.S. Agency for International Development funding of gain-of-function on coronaviruses. And the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, is the CIA proxy that funds bioweapons research in Ukraine as well. So listen to what he has to say.
How much money went from USAID to this, to the work at Wuhan and to their collaborator, Ralph Barrick, at the University of North Carolina, to collect and make coronaviruses that are weaponized, that are more deadly?
So I, first of all, reject the implicit accusation in that question, and I do not have at my finger. I do not have at my fingertips the particular details of USAID.
Are you saying for certain? Are you saying for certain that no USAID money went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology?
I've answered the question. Go ahead.
No, please tell me. USAID money?
I will say I am happy to take questions from those in this audience. I'm happy to answer them. I appreciate that they treat every person in this room, including myself, respectfully. I've called on you. I'm now calling on someone else. Go ahead.
Me respectfully, please tell me, what are you denying?
Go ahead.
What
please.
Is your denial? It's a non-denial denial.
Boy, he did not want to answer that.
Oh, he
get away from that as fast as you can.
That's right. If he could have run out of the room, he would have.
I hope that journalist doesn't end up rolled up in a carpet found in a park.
Suicided
with multiple gunshots to the back of the head.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. So, this has just been an awesome show. Tons of stuff to cover. We got tons more lined up for tomorrow, but we're out
totally
of time.
We totally ran out of time on China. Doggone it.
We'll pick up where we left off. It's Thrash of Commie Thursday tomorrow. So tune in at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.